This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everyone? My name is Russell, and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, new information on the new Kraven the Hunter movie, the God of War Amazon TV series is in the works, Activision Blizzard sued by family of an employee, and Mark Ruffalo on She-Hulk co-star Tatiana Maslany. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of IGN, Kraven the Hunter, a film that is part of Sony's Spider-Man cinematic universe, has cast the many saints of Newark's Alessandro Nivola as the villain. As reported by Deadline, no further details were revealed about Nivola's character, but we know he will be joining a cast that includes Aaron Taylor-Johnson as Sergei Kravinov, aka Kraven the Hunter, Fred Hechinger as Dmitry Smerdyakov / Chameleon, and Russell Crowe in an undisclosed role. Alongside playing Dickie Maltesani in Many Saints in New York, Nivola has also starred in American Hustle, Face Off, Selma, Jurassic Park 3, and many more. Later this year, he will appear in David O. Russell's currently untitled film that also features Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, Robert De Niro, Rami Malek, and Anya Taylor-Joy. Kraven the Hunter was first introduced in 1964's The Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 15, as a villain to Spider-Man, and this new movie is set to be released in theaters next year. The film is allegedly using the comic storyline from Kraven's Last Hunt as inspiration, and it will be directed by J.C. Chandor, Art Markham and Matt Holloway, and Richard Wenk will pen the script. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that Amazon Prime Video will potentially expand their video game TV series lineup with none other than a God of War live action series. According to Deadline, Prime Video is in talks with PlayStation to adapt God of War as a live action TV series. The Expanse creators and executive producers Mark Fergus and Hawk Osby, as well as the Wheel of Time producer Rafe Judkins, are all looking to join the adaptation. If finalized, God of War will join The Last of Us and Twisted Metal as the latest PlayStation exclusives to make the jump to live-action TV. Not counting some of the other flagship games adapted for the big screen like Uncharted and the upcoming Ghost of Tsushima movie, however, The Last of Us is headed to HBO while Twisted Metal is set for NBC. But God of War won't be Amazon's only video game adaptation. Amazon Studios is currently developing a Fallout TV series from the Westworld creators Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, starring Walton Goggins, and a Mass Effect TV series is also set for Prime Video. God of War is the longest-running PlayStation exclusive, but the series will likely try and capitalize on the popularity of the most recent incarnation of the series from Sony Santa Monica Studios. The series stars Kratos, an ex-Spartan who wages war against the Greek gods. Following the conclusion of the original trilogy, Kratos started a new life in Scandinavia, where he encounters a new set of Norse gods and the troubles that come with them. God of War was critically acclaimed at launch and one of the most successful reboots of a franchise in recent memory. The sequel, God of War Ragnarok, will be released later this year for both the PS4 and PS5. The sequel will both continue the Norse saga and seemingly conclude the tale of Kratos and his son Atreus. Amazon, meanwhile, is all in on big genre adaptations and currently prepping one of the biggest ever, a new series based on the works of J.R.R. Tolkien titled The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Up next, a warning from this IGN report that you're about to hear something very disturbing. The family of an Activision Blizzard employee who died by suicide in 2017 is suing the company for wrongful death. The complaint from Janet and Paul Moynihan claims that sexual harassment at the company was a significant factor in the death of their daughter, Kerry Moynihan, a 32-year-old finance manager at Activision Blizzard, who was found dead at an Activision Blizzard company retreat in 2017. In a report from the Washington Post, Moynihan's parents filed the wrongful death lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court. According to the report, Moynihan is the employee referenced in the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, DFEH, lawsuit that was filed back in July last year. The lawsuit calls Activision Blizzard liable for preventing the harassment Moynihan faced while working for the company, including at a holiday party where explicit photos were passed around among employees. Activision Blizzard previously called the details in a DFEH lawsuit distorted and in many cases false. The wrongful death lawsuit also claims that Moynihan's direct manager, who since departed Blizzard, lied to investigators from the Anaheim Police Department about his relationship with her. A spokesperson from Activision Blizzard issued a statement to IGN saying the company is deeply saddened by the tragic death of Ms. Moynihan, who was a valued member of the company. We will address the complaint through the legal process as appropriate, and out of respect for the family, we have no further comment at this time. The DFEH lawsuit kicked off a firestorm at the company previously known for games like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft. Since the lawsuit was made public, employees have staged walkouts in protest, and many have called on CEO Bobby Kotick to resign. Other executives like Blizzard President J. Allen Brack have also left. Amid the turmoil, Xbox announced it will acquire Activision Blizzard, and Kotick is not expected to remain at the company once the deal is closed. The final reports of the day. Reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that longtime Hulk actor Mark Ruffalo has some kind words for She-Hulk actress Tatiana Maslany earlier last week, and seems excited to pass the banner to a new star. Tatiana Maslany is freaking legendary as the She-Hulk, Ruffalo told Access Hollywood at a premiere event on Monday. I'm passing the banner on to her. There's some really good, funny, cool, long scenes between the professor and her. We never really seen the Hulk interact with people the way he does that in the show. It will be really interesting. Maslany, of course, takes on the role of She-Hulk / Jennifer Walters, cousin of Bruce Banner, and the series is due out sometime in 2022. Bruce Banner / Ruffalo takes on a mentor role for Walters as she comes to terms with her newfound Hulk powers. Ruffalo's comments suggest that Bruce Banner will play a significant role in She-Hulk's rise to superhero stardom rather than a mere cameo for the actor. She-Hulk is just one of the many Marvel properties coming down the pipe. We've got a new look at Oscar Isaac as Moon Knight, the limb-stretching Miss Marvel, and even X-Men 97, a revival of the original X-Men cartoon series. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for all the pop culture news I post every day of the week. And if you want to catch up on today's episode of Hero Time, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the programs you love, keep it right to phoenixradio.com.au. Have a great day. Bye-bye.